Sunday morning, 3:9:25. This is the Faith Hall of Famers, Part 7. We're going to look at subduing kingdoms. Goes right along with keeping your seat. Subduing kingdoms. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. I had so much this week I couldn't bring it all. Starting with verse 33. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. What's our mission statement? We're going to read it if you don't know it. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. The Lord has brought up to me the boycott mindsets, and I'm going to just put the ones down, just a few, 11 of them here. He spoke to me this week about the boycott thing. We're still hearing it everywhere from supposed Christians. The Lord has brought this up to me probably more in the last year or two. Anyway, let me name them here. I don't like it here. The food is not good here. The prices are too high here. Their service is slow. I'm never coming back here. They have homosexuals there. Muslims are working there. Oh, they got Catholics there. They have a bar. They're a corrupt company. Right now, there's lots in the Truther movement that say they're Christians. And they're boycotting all the major companies that's out there and starting their own company and trying to get you to go over and join that company. On and on the list goes of the reasons we do not want to go and infiltrate the world with the gospel of the kingdom. I don't like, or I don't want to. When has it ever been about that? The church is full of this kind of mindset. And I'm talking people in ministries are doing this. Head of ministries are doing this. They think it's godly to boycott. Our product is better. We are a faith-based company. Isn't that fishing out of your own bathtub? How churches got started in the first place, I'm not sure, because really, it's like, we put on a show so that we entice the fish with lures to come and jump in our boat. Is that what Jesus said to do? No, he said, go, go. The other day, I have to say this. I repented of my not wanting to do things or not wanting to go places. And I said, Lord, from now on, you call the shots. I don't care if I want to go there or not. If you tell me to go, I'm going to go. And there's a reason why we didn't go a certain place. So we ended up going to that place with the new mindset, and it worked out in our favor. And all the things that we had problems with before were no problem. The Lord worked it out. But you know why? It's because we were wanting to do what he wanted us to do, not what we felt like doing what we liked. Too much. It's just like when the federal court I had to go to, and I tried everything. In fact, the first time they called me, I got out of it because of my shoot. The second time, they wouldn't let me out of it. And for weeks, I just haggled over that. Oh, I don't want to go. Lord, don't make me go. I don't want to go. And I went. And then I sat there for 3 hours and didn't get called, and I go back to the car. I'm thinking, man, that's a waste of time. The Lord said, now let me tell you why I sent you over there. That's when he spoke to us about taking the ley line out at the federal court. And then later your dad had it about the ley line from the federal court to the state capitol. Isn't that what we do here? But if we don't want to, what are we doing here? It's not about what we want. Okay. Jesus did not say to live on an island where everything is just the way you want it. He said to go into all the world and preach the gospel. I've heard people say this. When I'm not working there anymore because they cuss and they do stuff I don't like and all this stuff. And I want to go somewhere where they play Christian music and everybody's a Christian. Well, what good is that? He said to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, what part of the world is that? It's wherever your world is. Doesn't mean you have to go to Africa. I met the brother Hagen talking about an elderly lady in her 80s or something like that. The Lord wanted her to be a missionary to Africa or something like that, and she just couldn't do it. And she'd been sick all these many years. And I thought, don't you think that God does not give you the grace to do it? He empowers you to do whatever he asks you to do. That day I went to the court. It was nothing. I fretted for weeks and got myself all in a frenzy over nothing. And you do it too, so don't look at me like you never do that because I know better. It's not about our will. It's about his will. And you think, well, I want to do a big thing for God. Well, you might want to rethink that. Because when you do a big thing for God, the big guns come at you. And see, that's the thing. A lot of people want to do big things, but then they don't want to do the little things first to train to do the big things. In fact, they're the type that come in the door. If you say one thing they don't like, they get all pissy at you and leave. Preach to the choir maybe today? All right, Matthew 28. No, not us. Never. Matthew 28. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. You know, wherever your part of the world is, that's where you're to go. It may just mean your community. It probably does. But if everybody did, that say they're Christians, did their part, it'd all get done. The problem is you got, like the visitation with Oral Roberts. The Lord was upset because there was only 5 ministries in the whole world that were doing what he required of them, and it was had to do with the gospel. I believe it was Rodney Howard Brown was the ministry. I'm thinking, the whole world, only 5 ministries? Mark 16. 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. So he's going to give you power to do so. They shall take up serpents, and they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Not just for the apostles, but those that believe. Let's go start our own company and boycott. You know, a lot of people want them to take out every corporation. I don't think people understand what they're asking. You're talking total devastation across this nation and this world. if that happens. And we see in Revelation a kind of something that looks that way, about shutting down Babylon and the shipping lanes and all the trade and all of these things going in. Wouldn't it be better to build a bridge than to burn one? Isn't that what we do? We don't like you, so we burn that bridge. We can't go there anymore. We backed ourselves in a corner. Now, a place we wanted to go and we enjoy, we can't go there no more. Isn't that the way people think? It's exactly the way they think. And they think they're righteous in thinking that way and doing it that way. You've just cut off an avenue for God to use you into that place. We need to ask ourselves, Lord, what is your will? Not what I think or what my will is or what I like. What is your will? You know, about seeking first the kingdom of God and then all these things will be added unto you. God will be able to help you if you will be obedient to him. So, Lord, you know I don't like this place, but I know your grace is on me to go in there and I'm going to do what you ask of me. Then expect him to grace you to do it. He will. All right. Let's go start our own company and boycott that already established company. This is why it got so bad here in the earth, this mindset. It's like the airliner, back when all this first started, I heard this story of this person having a dream, and all the Christians were on this airliner, and the earth was full of poop, and there was nowhere to land. Everything was polluted, and they couldn't land. They had no place to go because they boycotted everything. Can't get gas, utilities, can't go eat anywhere, can't buy groceries anywhere. Got to go start my own company. Now, if God tells you to start a company, start a company. But you get what I'm saying here. That mindset is wrong. Churches have become country clubs and they cater to their own. And they have not taken the gospel of the kingdom. Well, let the missionaries do that. Isn't that what they're supposed to be about? Evidently, the Lord's not pleased with that. I say, infiltrate the company, change the people with the gospel, and you have a new company. That's what President Trump's doing. He's building bridges, not burning them down. That's how he's doing it. All right. We're creators here. Genesis 1. This is becoming kind of like Matthew 6. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. If you don't like it, change it. Now, I don't mean go start another company. I say speak what you want. Let God lead you in it. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The reason we don't like these companies is because we let them do whatever they wanted and they are what they are now. We're creators. When Father saw the earth in that condition, he didn't have a nervous breakdown. He waited on the Spirit to give him what to say. We're supposed to be the light of the world. The light of the world. Let's go look at that. Matthew chapter 5. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. This is 14:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick and giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know what happens to a church that doesn't let its light shine? It becomes a dark place. All right. Acts 26. This iPad. To open their eyes and turn to them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Here's what subdue means: to tread down, to disregard, to conquer, subjugate, violate, bring into bondage, force, bring into subjection. In other words, change the place. Make the demons run from you instead of you running from the demons. As an apostolic Christian, we are on a rescue operation. We're here to run the devil out. Get him off of our turf. Binding the strong man. I didn't write that scripture down, but binding the strong man and getting him the heck out of here where he don't belong. And teaching people how to do it. Okay, keep going here. James 1:27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Acts 10:38, how Jesus Christ of Nazareth, anointed by the Holy Ghost, went about doing good, hitting all that were oppressed of the devil. Jesus sent his disciples out. He sent out apostolic teams on assignment to take the gospel and the kingdom into the world. Into the world. To those that weren't born again. Like most of these companies, they're not born again. They're not Christian companies. They don't have any Christian attributes about them. All right, Luke 10. Starting with verse 1 there. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall return to you again. In other words, if they don't receive you, then just go somewhere else. Don't fight. Don't picket. Don't boycott. In the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborers is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. Into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein. And say unto them, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out to the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you, notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Let the woe be on them and not on you. If he says go and they don't receive you, then you're clear. Woe unto thee, Chorazin. Woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works have been done in Tyre and Sodom, which have been done in you, they had a great while also repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sodom at judgment than for you. Thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shalt be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you, heareth me. He that despises you despises me. He that despises me despises him that sent me. In other words, you do not have to get upset at these people if they don't receive. This is God's mission, and it's between them and God. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So he's sending them out on assignment. And certain things go with that. All right, let's keep going here. Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. They might as well get over it. That's what's coming. Have you finally heard the last trumpet? Do you really get it, finally get it? That's why we're here. How are they going to become the kingdoms of this world if we're not out infiltrating, making a difference, making a dent, going where the Spirit tells us to go, whether or not we feel like it or not, or we want to or not? It's really a moot point. We have to be available and say, Lord, I'm usable and I'm pliable. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. That's just that mindset. Okay, wherever the Holy Spirit leads us, and I'm not talking about just going in gangbusters and, you know, people getting in arguments with people. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay, let's go back to, this is Luke 11:33. Got a few scriptures here. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. In other words, you don't put your light under a bushel. 1 John 5:4-5. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Jesus came into the world to save it and not to destroy it. Look at a few more scriptures here. Matthew 18:11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. That's our objective. That's what he told us to do. Luke 10:3. I think I just read 10, but we're going to read 3 again. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. One place says, be wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. That was Jesus' mission, and we're to continue his mission. Philippians 2. Start with verse 1 there. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Yeah. Same mindset at Jesus. Jesus didn't have his own agenda. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Starting with verse 9 there. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. But now I've written unto you not to keep company, if any man is called a brother, be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or extortioner, with such one know not to eat. But for what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? But them that are without, God judgeth. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. In other words, this is qualifying the fact that God's not telling us to go to places we shouldn't go, or bad places. That's not what he's saying here. He's leading you to take the gospel, but that doesn't mean you have to fraternize with fornicators. You're to keep yourself pure. Yeah. We're not to rub shoulders with the world. We're in the world, but we are not of the world. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, our things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech us by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We have to renew our minds to God's ways. Back to Hebrews 11, 33 and 34. Turn to flight the alien armies. The alien armies are demons. Even people that don't know much about the Bible agree today that know some things about what we've been dealing with and what they've had to deal with underground and stuff. They're dealing with alien armies. They call them alien because they don't quite know what they are. They're not from outer space. They're demons. We are to subdue kingdoms by turning to flight alien armies. Jesus said that he cast out demons by the finger of God. How do we do that? How do we take out these compounds and different things that God leads us to. We have to do it by the finger of God. When God finds out you put His business first, He'll begin to give you assignments. More assignments. Seeking Him first. And I think, too, when we begin to do it God's way, we'll find, just like we did at this experience this week, that God will work it out in our favor when we do that. Okay. Oh, one other thing. Did you already stop it? Okay. The Lord gave me this about the spirit realm. Just bear with me a minute. The spirit realm, it is a different realm, and it consists of spirits, good spirits and bad spirits. Remember when you used to go anywhere and nothing bothered you? It's because you were unaware of the spirit world all around you. Now that you're becoming aware and subduing, you will feel and experience things that you didn't before. God is acclimating us to this realm. After a while, as the Lord has said to us, it will become normal and it won't bother you as much. You will be more aware of the spirit world than you will the natural world. See, that's what's happening. That's what's coming against you. And that's how the flesh feels when you come in, these things come against you, or you're walking in their realm. And so it's like the lady that wrote the book. I forget her name, but she had gone to France to help a ministry. And she said you could feel the demon activity everywhere. And you could even feel demons walking through you. But she said when she got off the plane there in Italy, the whole place is idols. She said, I immediately had a headache and a stomach ache. That's that world she was walking into and how it affected her flesh. And see, that's a lot of what we're experiencing because, you know, if you're not used to walking anything but this natural world and you start begin to move in the realm that we're in, I believe we're going to get to the place that is more real than what the natural around us.